In the United States, the process crystallized around the Mound Builder myth. By the late 1800s, the U.S. Congress took the question of who built the mound seriously enough to devote some resources to addressing it through archaeological investigation. There were no real professional archaeologists at the time, so they turned to the natural sciences and a scientist named Cyrus Thomas. Thomas had helped found the Illinois Natural History Society in 1858 and served as the curator for entomology and ichthyology. With the congressional appropriation, he was hired by the Smithsonian Institution to supervise the excavation of mounds throughout the eastern United States. He or his employees worked in every state in the southeast and investigated more than 2,000 sites. Thomas noted similarities between the burial practices he observed in the mounds, things like the use of stone box graves, and the practices of contemporary Native American groups. He also noted similarities in material culture. The artifacts like pottery he found in the mounds closely resembled those used or formerly used by Native Americans. The obvious conclusion, which he published in a report for the Smithsonian, was that the mounds were built by the ancestors of the Native Americans that lived in the area at the time, or before they were forcibly removed. So the Mound Builder myth was more or less laid to rest by scientific archaeological investigation. We can call this scientific because Thomas had a hypothesis. He collected data that was relevant to that hypothesis. He evaluated the hypothesis against the data, and he published the results.